It is the morning that many have been counting down on their study calendars, with the leaving and junior cert examinations starting today. As we've been hearing, more than 66,000 candidates will sit the leaving certificate exams over the coming weeks. And to talk us through the emotions that might be swirling, not just for students, but their families and teachers supporting them, we're joined by Dr. John McGinnity, who's a guidance counsellor at the Institute of Education. John, good morning. It can be daunting that this day arrives with so much build up to it. What advice would you have for students who may be feeling anxious as they face into that first exam this morning?
Thank you, Karen. Good morning, and good morning to your listeners. I think it's actually understandable that after the year, that workload that has happened for the students, but also everybody else in the household. As we know, state exams doesn't impact just the students themselves, but everybody in their wider circle. I think the advice is certainly for the students who are going into the exams this morning, that sense of a deep breath when they get the paper, just checking through the questions, scoping out how they're going to answer them, the questions that they're going to take. And I'd advise them to start with the question that they most have knowledge about in the first instance, to kind of develop their confidence. I think it's very understandable that the parents and those around them are also nervous today. But I think importantly, this is a new phase. Today has been a sense of a build-up. And so absolutely, it's a huge year. It's a record year.
And when you mention parents there, because they will be wondering how to make the lives of their students at home as easy as possible over the next 2.5 weeks. In the Irish Times today, interestingly, parent Damien Cullen wrote a colourful piece on supporting his daughter in particular, with questions like, will you empty the dishwasher and fill the dishwasher? Sorry, can't, doing the leaving cert. Are you eating jelly beans for breakfast? Yes, I'm doing the leaving cert. So in some households, really, that's a green pass, isn't it, if ever there was one, to leave them off.
Absolutely, Karen. I think in fairness, we talk about scaffolding, and that scaffolding happens at two levels. There's an emotional scaffolding, so it's being there to listen, to be an active listener, but also a practical scaffolding, the aspect of not having to do the dishwasher, not having to make the meals, but being there to actually provide that support. So I think that parental, maybe the grandparents, those around them, just to be there, be a support. I think that's the key message, being there over the next 2 to 3 weeks to see it through. Because it is a very, very important part of their lives.
Now, these state exams, they really are also about reserving energy, because depending on the subjects that a student might have, they might need that short burst of intensity if they're all in a row, but some can be quite drawn out, can't they?
Yeah, so it's about pacing. And I think so importantly, there's the aspect around, even today, they'll be coming home. Some students will be feeling relieved. Some people will be upset with how it's gone. I think for an parent, it's about being there to listen, actively listening and pacing, because in some way they have to move on to the next exam. And as you mentioned about having maybe some healthy food and some exercise, a good night's sleep is so important, because then tomorrow is another day and then they work on from that.
Also importantly, these results should not define them. We've heard that a lot in the coverage over the recent weeks. There are always options B, C and more if they don't get their first choice. And that's really important for them also, isn't it?
So, so important, Karen. I think increasingly there's a massive range of opportunities that's here in Ireland across the CEO, level 6 and 7s that lead into level 8 pathways. There's the National Tertiary Office, there's the apprenticeship. There's an increasing and wider range of opportunities for all our students. So as you say, it absolutely doesn't define them. Today and the next 2 weeks is about doing their best and then seeing what comes off after that then.
And we wish them all the best of luck. Dr. John McGinnity, a guidance counsellor at the Institute of Education. Thank you very much. It's 8:25.